The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The crowds ask John the Baptist, "What should we do?" He said to them in reply, "Whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none, and whoever has food should do likewise." Even the tax collector came to be baptized, and they said to him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He answered them, "Stop collecting more than what is prescribed." Soldiers also asked him, "And what is it we should do?" He told them, "Do not practice extortion. Do not falsely accuse anyone, and be satisfied with your wages." Now the people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Exhorting them in many other ways, he preached good news to the people. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
It's 8 days to go and 7 nights. Who's counting? That's what the kid told me this morning at the CCD class. And I said, "So, have you seen your gift under the tree brought by Santa?" And the kid said, "Oh no, I have no gift yet." It's like, okay, so hope everybody did their shopping spree for their kids already. They are expecting the gift under the Christmas tree from Santa. So call Santa now. So it became our tradition to give gifts, greeting cards, during the season, because it is the time of giving cheers to one another. And the prophet Zephaniah gives us the image of joyful celebration. He said, "Shouting for joy, singing joyfully, be glad and exalt our hearts to God. For God is in our midst." For God is in our midst. And in a psalm today, it is a song of thanksgiving, written by the prophet Isaiah, saying he wrote, "Be confident and unafraid, and take our strength and courage from God, and sing him praise for his glorious victory to save his people." Likewise, St. Paul wrote to rejoice in the God with thanksgiving, for he is near. All of them are praising God, thanking God, and rejoicing with God. This is the season, this is the reason why we call today Gaudete Sunday, a time for joy. I remember when I was a child, not too long ago, I often guess or wonder what would Santa would give me. At that time, I was expecting a remote controlled car. And so I was so excited. I saw the box under the Christmas tree and said, "This is it." And so I just called my friend, "Hey, Santa gave me my wish." And so the night came, 24, midnight. So I was so excited, but we have to go to Mass at 12 midnight. And then when we were at home, I just go straight to the Christmas tree and open my gift. But when I opened my gift, I was so frustrated because it was not a remote-controlled car. That was not what I expected. So, kids' drama. I went to the corner and cried. And later, my mom came holding a box, a gift again. And of course, kids' drama, like, And later, I gave up. I gave in. And so I opened it. And so my new remote control car. I got it. So each one of us went through different experiences. And sometimes it is hard to find joy, especially in the world today. Okay? Sometimes we are hopeless. I was probably hopeless back then, not receiving what I want. But, yeah, in this world, it is really hard to find that joy. But nevertheless, come to think of it, we passed through many tough times already. And here we are, still standing. Still standing. For we endured and persevered those times. In an article that I read, it says, Christian joy is not all about pleasant circumstances or fortunate events. We may receive the gifts that we want, but not always. Our faith, however, calls us to be people of hope. Not because the world offers us, but because God's love and power will be certainly victorious in the end. We may be crying today, but in the end, we may find joy once again. Like the Jewish people who went through tough time. They themselves was deported or been exiled from their own land. They were separated from their homeland. But at the end, they had returned and joyfully celebrated their victory accomplished through God. To God. In the meantime, my brothers and sisters, while we await for Jesus' second coming, as the Gospel of Luke advocates, whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none. And whoever has food should do likewise. Thus, we have to share our joy with those who can find joy at this moment. We have to give hope for those who are hopeless. And we have to lend our hands to those who need our help. The gospel also warns us, stop collecting more than what is prescribed. Stop collecting more than what is prescribed. Meaning, we have to be satisfied of what we have and be thankful. We should be pleased of what God has gave us. We should be thankful of our family, our relatives, and our friends as well. I pray, my friends, that may this coming Christmas, we may find joy and peace in our hearts, sharing love to one another, and placing our hope and trust in God, in God's hands all the time.